listening to the American Variety Network.
Your only place for variety on Blog Talk Radio.
You are tuned in to the American Variety Network with your host, Alex Cardinale. American Variety Network provides American citizens with quality tropical fish shows, cooking and baking shows, talk shows, and more. Please download our app on Google Play and Apple Play called American Variety Network. Check out and like our Facebook page, American Variety Network. Now, here is Alex, live.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's showtime.
What is going on in the world today? What is there to talk about? Who is the special guest? What will they be promoting? These are the questions you, the listener, should be asking. This is the Alex Cardinale Show on American Variety Network, America's podcast. Alex will dive deep down into the topics you want to hear about. So, without further ado, let's get to talking. Hello, Alex.
Ladies and gentlemen, how are you doing tonight? I'm your host, Alex Cardinale, and you're listening to the Alex Cardinale Show here live on American Variety Network. I gotta tell you something, listeners, it feels great to be airing a show live. This is my first live show since about March or April. So it's been quite a few months, but I'm happy to be broadcasting live on this fine Friday evening. Tonight I'm also bringing back the Alex Cardinale Show, and I've got a topic that I've been waiting to talk about. You know, last week I was in the car riding to my bowling alley for my bowling league, and I was listening to the radio, and there was a certain talk show on, and they were talking about the current events and the shooting in Dallas of the police officers, and then they got to talking about how Black Lives Matter and all of that stuff. So I figured, you know what, that would be a good Friday topic in a good Friday talk show. And I said, I'm going to do it live so that I could get the opinions of all my folks out there and I could have them call in and share their thoughts on this certain topic as well. So tonight's topic may be offensive to some of my listeners, but I promise you there is nothing harsh on the show today. Now, I'm going to discuss the recent shootings between cops and civilians, and I'm also going to share my thoughts on police officers and the whole Black Lives Matter and All Lives Matter debate. Also tonight, I'm going to talk about other positive current events that I heard on the car radio today, such as Tom Brady's suspension and more. I think this is going to be a show that is going to be a good listen. Now, since this show is airing live, I can take callers. So please feel free to call in at 1-347-989-8142 to share your thoughts on this whole situation. Again, that's 1-347-989-8142. You can call in and share your thoughts on this situation. All right, let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to talk about what is starting this controversy. Now, I'm going to call it a riot because we have the whole United States divided. We've got the black community divided. We've got the police officers divided. We've got the white community divided. We have all the communities divided because they each have their own feelings. Now, this is from my point of view on what I think started it. We're going to go all the way back to February of 2012, and we're going to open up the case of Trayvon Martin. We're going to talk about the Trayvon Martin shooting. Now, as we know, Trayvon Martin was shot and killed by George Zimmerman, a half-white man. Now, George Zimmerman chased after Trayvon after being told numerous times by 911 dispatch to leave him alone. But George Zimmerman proceeds to go after him, and then eventually he shot and killed Trayvon Martin. And eventually, George Zimmerman got away with the crime. He did not face any legal trouble for killing Trayvon Martin. Now, from my perspective, as a young white man, I could definitely see how this would offend people in the black community. Hell, I am not black, but I was certainly pissed off when George Zimmerman got away with shooting and killing an innocent young teenager. Now, Trayvon was a senior the year he got shot, and he was supposed to graduate high school. I was also a senior at the same time, and I know that it hit home to me because I was graduating that same year, and it was definitely a hard thing to experience at that young age. But now we're going to talk about more recent events that started this riot. And we're going to go to April of 2015. Freddie Gray was being arrested for having a switchblade, and that was April of last year. Now, there was extreme violence by the police. They used violence to get him into a cop van, and the violence caused him to suffer serious neck injuries, which eventually led to his death. Now, I don't understand the motive for why these particular cops used aggravated assault on Freddie Gray, but it is absolutely disgusting that such violence was used. That is my personal opinion for Freddie Gray. To be PG-13, I'm just going to say it is absolutely outrageous and disgusting. Because if I were to swear right now, if I could swear, I have a whole lot of other words that I would say. We're going to talk about Eric Courtney Harris. Now, Eric Harris was shot in the back with a gun rather than a taser. So a police officer shot Eric Harris in the back with his gun. He believes that his gun was actually his taser, but as we know, it turned out to be his gun, and that shot and killed Eric Harris. Now, this may be a mistake of a police officer, but we don't know. But we do know that mistakes do happen. We are all human, and I just think that Eric Harris being shot and killed adds on to the many other folks who have been shot and killed. Another person, we're going to go back to December 31st, 2015, Keith Childress. Now, the U.S. Marshals were conducting surveillance on the man, and they requested help from Metro when he fled. Now, when police caught up with him, they claimed he had an unknown object in his hand. Assuming it was a gun, they shot him dead. Now, the object turned out to be a cell phone. Man, I really don't know what to say about that. I would say that I think it was wrong to instantly shoot, not knowing what Keith had in his hand. I do not agree that the police shot him. I think that they made a bad mistake, a mistake they're going to have to live with for the rest of their life. And last but not least, Elton Sterling. Police shot him recently because they say he was reaching for a gun. Those are just some of the cases that may be starting this riot from my point of view. Now, the question that everyone is asking themselves is this racially motivated? You know, I have been thinking long and hard about that particular question, and I say to myself, well, if you're going to become a cop, why would you become a cop if you are a racist son of a bitch? Now, I think cops have to go through certain training, and they have to follow certain rules, and I think the police would not hire racist cops. However, I have been wrong many times before, and I can most certainly be wrong right now. I think some of the shooting cases were actually mistakes. I know that the Eric Harris case was a mistake, and I think the Keith Childress shooting was a mistake. However, for Freddie Gray and Alton Sterling, I'm not 100% sure that those were mistakes. Matter of fact, I don't think the Freddie Gray incident was a mistake. Those damn cops knew what they were doing to Freddie Gray, and I am by no means condoning the police officers. I think if they did not use excessive force in assault, Freddie Gray would still be alive. Now, for Keith Childress, if the cops did not act on instinct, thinking he had a gun, and they realized he had a cell phone, Keith would still be here today. From my point of view, I don't think this is racially motivated. And why do I say that? Well, I say that because cops are trained to serve and protect everyone, whether you're white, black, purple, Puerto Rican, Asian, orange, red, gray. You get the point. Cops are ordered to serve and protect everyone, every citizen of the United States of America. How do I know this? Well, I have a family member who is a retired police officer. I have friends who are police officers, and a very special guest that I've had on American Variety Network is a retired police officer himself. So I talked to a lot of police officers. I asked their opinions. I said, look, I'm going to be doing a show about this recent tragedy, and I want your thoughts on it. I said, do you think the police shootings are racially motivated? One of the police officers said to me, he cannot speak for those particular police officers, but he feels that they were not racially motivated. He feels that they thought that they were dealing with gangs and thugs and criminals. Now, he said that because he said the words gang and thugs, that does not automatically mean that that makes a person a criminal. It just means that they are usually troublemakers and they usually get a lot of calls. So don't kill me. That is just what one of those cops said. And the other cop said he believes that the shootings were trial and error. He believes that some of the cops were brand new, and the other cops made an error. And I have to agree with this person, this police officer's assumption. I think that some of these shootings were made by new police officers, because I certainly think that an experienced police officer would not shoot anybody, because police officers They don't want to kill people. They just want to do their job and do it right. They hate killing. My friend and the guy who is my family member, he said that they did not like to use harm on these police officers, or excuse me, on these criminals or people that are getting arrested. They just wanted to do their job, and they want you to cooperate with them. All right, I see we have a caller here on the Alex Cardinelli Show. I'm going to go ahead and answer this call. Hi, you're now live on the Alex Cardinelli Show. Thank you so much for calling in. May I ask your name, how you're doing?
My name is Michael, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Hi, Michael, how are you?
My name is Michael.
Yes, Michael, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right.
That's good to hear. So what did you call in for?
Oh, the show is about police, isn't it?
Yes.
Can I make a comment on the topic or whatever?
Sure, go ahead.
I personally, now living in Los Angeles, the police in our town do a lot of bad things, and I've never seen a good one here in Los Angeles ever. And I think we have the right to bear arms, and I think we should get rid of the police, and people should police themselves.
That's actually a good point of view from your standpoint. I think that would actually be pretty interesting, honestly.
I mean, the founding fathers gave us the right. Ain't that in the Constitution? But we have if they say we have the right to bear arms, we have the right to police ourselves.
That's definitely true. I have to agree 100% with you on that. And I think there would be a lot less crimes if we policed ourselves.
Yeah, so we don't need the cops.
That's true. I have to agree with you on that.
All right, well, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime you can call into my show, I'd love to hear from you.
All right, thank you.
You have a good night now, sir.
Okay.
Well, that was wonderful. We had our first call of the evening, and I like to hear your personal thoughts. I think that makes my show a whole lot better. So if you have your own thoughts, you can call in at 1-347-989-8142. So as I was saying before our wonderful caller, I personally don't think that this is racially motivated, but who knows? But I'm going to say that I don't think it is racially motivated for those police officers. Now, there are good and bad in everybody, and I'm saying that there are some bad police officers out there, but there are some great ones. I know cops that would go out of their way to give you the shirt off of their back. For example, I've seen a post on Facebook where a police officer actually did buy someone a meal at McDonald's. I don't know how long ago that was, but I seen that on Facebook, and I thought that that was pretty interesting. However, I did meet a few bad police officers as well, but like I said, there is good and bad in everyone. There are good podcasters and there are bad podcasters. There are good football players and there are bad football players. There are good and bad in almost every profession that is out there. I actually have a very shocking statistic I want to share with you, and this is a study by a Harvard professor that talked about racial bias in police shootings. I'm going to go ahead and read this article to you guys, and it starts off by saying, a study by a Harvard professor released this month found no evidence of racial bias in police shootings, even though officers were more likely to interact physically with non-whites than whites. The paper for the National Bureau of economic research, which examined thousands of incidents at 10 large police departments in California, Florida, and Texas, concluded that police were no more likely to shoot non-whites than whites after factoring in circumstances. On the most extreme use of force, officer-involved shootings, we find no racial differences in either the raw data or when contextual factors are taken into account, said Harvard economics professor Roland G. Fryer Jr. in the abstract of the July 2016 paper. Mr. Fryer, who is black, told the New York Times that the finding of no racial discrimination in police shootings was the most shocking result of my career. At the same time, the study found blacks and Hispanics were more than 50% more likely to experience physical interactions with police, including touching, pushing, handcuffing, drawing a weapon, and using a baton or pepper spray. The 63-page study, an empirical analysis of racial differences in police use of force, appears to support research conducted at Washington State University showing that officers in stimulation tests were actually less likely to shoot at blacks than whites. And I thought that that was pretty interesting, and I wanted to share that finding with all of you, my listeners. Now, I personally think that social media, Fox News, CBS, and all of the news outlets are blowing this situation out of proportion. I mean, there are a lot of shootings that go on every day. We've got citizens shooting citizens, and they really aren't focused much on ABC News or Fox News. Besides the Trayvon Martin case, I don't ever recall a citizen shooting another citizen hitting Fox News or CBS or any of the major news outlets. But as soon as a cop shoots a civilian, then there's a huge media presence. And I think that that stirs the pot, and it makes the United States of America angry, bitter, and then it divides the entire country, and it makes everyone feel different and, what would be the word, alienated. That's the word I was looking for. And that's not what we're trying to do in America. We, as a country, like to tell people that we have freedom. But if we have cops shooting civilians, whether they intend to or not, that is not freedom. Now, I know that cops are trained to use shooting or violent force only when threatened. Now, if I was a cop, I actually would not pull out my gun or use violence until I was struck. I think that police officers need, if they have to use violence at all, I think police officers should teach future police officers not to use violence until struck, like self-defense. I think that would stop all of the shootings that have been going on. It would stop all of the police attacking others. And I certainly understand the black community for being upset for some of their fellow folks being shot and killed by police officers. I cannot imagine how I would feel if I sat there and watched some of my own kind being killed. But on the other hand, me knowing a few cops personally, I understand that there are good cops out there, and it really is making me sick that the bad ones are giving a bad name to the great cops. And I hope that stricter teaching and stricter procedures will take place in the next couple of years for police officers, because I really think there are a lot of inexperienced police officers on the street, and they think that any person that they're going to encounter is going to be violent, so they feel the need to defend themselves, and that's why they draw their weapon. So I will say that I believe social media is blowing this out of proportion. Also, I will say, on the other hand, if you resist arrest or if you fight back with the cop, you're going to be giving him the option to use violence. And I certainly do not condone police officers for using violence, but as a kid, I was raised to respect police officers, and I definitely would respect police if I got pulled over or got asked by police, even though I probably know that I did nothing wrong. It's a simple thing, folks. You see a cop, the cop goes to arrest you, don't resist. Don't fight. Don't do anything violent. Cops are actually trained to fight back, but the good cops, the ones that are good out there, they will not actually use violence until they feel the need to actually use it. I think it really is sad how many shootings that those bad cops have caused. Now, a couple weeks ago in Dallas, because of the police shootings and because of the anger that the black community had, there was a shooting at police officers. And sadly, a couple of police officers lost their lives. And they lost their lives because people were angry about the other cop shootings. And they had a right to be angry. But I cannot condone shooting police officers because civilians got shot by the bad police officers. I think that makes the situation a whole lot worse, in my personal opinion, because now the cops are going to feel that they are a target now, and they're going to have to step up their defense and be on alert and be on guard constantly, because they probably know better than us that there are going to be more shootings at police officers. And just like the victims of the cop shootings, some of these police officers had kids, had wives, and had families that they lost their lives for. The cops in Dallas had nothing to do with the shootings that took place with those civilians. So that's all I got to say about the Dallas shooting. I mean, quite honestly, I was actually pissed when I saw that cops were shot and killed. I was like, what the hell is this world coming to? I mean, come on, folks. However, I do understand the anger, but I cannot condone shooting police. There's other ways to approach things, but by shooting and violence, violence is never the answer, in my personal opinion. All right. Do I agree that shooting is necessary by the cops to civilians? Hell no. I think there could have been other measures to stop whatever those poor citizens or criminals did. I don't think shooting was necessary unless they posed harm. Do I agree that shooting in Dallas was necessary? Hell no. I don't think it was necessary whatsoever. Now, let's talk about black versus black crimes and white versus white crimes. Every day in the streets of Detroit, Los Angeles, Boston, Brooklyn, New York, and the ghettos of America, there are more black people shooting black people. There are more black people robbing black people. And there are more white people shooting white people. We don't hear about those shootings on police we don't hear about those shootings on TV because Let's face it, Fox News, NBC, CBS, and ABC News don't consider that to be a major story. Because let's face it, they think a black person shooting another black person as domestic violence. When they think of a cop shooting a citizen, especially a black citizen, they think of it as murder. Now, that's just a specific example that I'm giving you, but I'm telling you there are more citizen-on-citizen shootings than cops-on-citizen shootings. It does not happen every day, but it, over the last few years, it has happened quite a lot, and it has stirred up a lot of controversy. And I understand that. I understand how people can be angry about it. But folks, do not be angry at the police. Not all police are going to go out there and shoot black citizens. That's all I'm trying to point out to you. Now, mind me, I am young, I am naive, and I can be a stupid jackass at times because I am 22 years old, and they say that younger folks are young and stupid. But what I'm saying tonight is just my personal opinion. Okay? All right. I want to remind you that you can call in at 1-347-989-8142 to share your personal thoughts on this whole situation. Again, that's 1-347-989-8142. All right, right now I want to talk to you about Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter. This was created in response to the police shootings and the shootings in Dallas to the police. What I have to say about Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter is that this is America. Everyone is treated equally. I'm talking about blacks. I'm talking about Puerto Ricans. I'm talking about Asians. I'm talking about Muslims. I'm talking about white people. We are all treated equally. All of our lives matter. Whether you are gay, straight, bisexual, transgender, or if you're a police officer or a chef or a banker or a plumber or a firefighter, all lives matter. We are United States citizens. We work hard for our money, and we are all equal. We all have the same freedoms. So all lives matter here in America. Don't let the media fool you. We all love each other. I can't speak for the bad people, but speaking from a good person point of view, we all love all people. The United States of America proudly welcomes black, white, Asian, etc. Everyone should live free here in the United States of America. All right, so that is our topic for tonight. I'm going to go ahead and take a short commercial break. And during this commercial break, we're going to hear one song followed by some show reminders for the American Variety Network. And when I come back, I'm going to talk about some other current events that are happening in the United States. We're going to get on a positive note, and we're going to get into some positive talk. Don't forget, you can call in at 1-347-989-8142 to share your thoughts on today's topic. We're back with more live here on the American Variety Network right after this. Don't you dare go anywhere. calling all Android and iPhone users. The American Variety Network now has an app that you can download. On this app, you can listen to any of our over 300 episodes of the American Variety Network. You can watch American Variety Network's YouTube videos and see the posts that are made on our Facebook page with the latest show news and more. To download the American Variety Network app, simply go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Store and search American Variety Network and click download. You are going to enjoy this app as you can listen to any of our podcasts on the go or watch our videos. Download our app, American Variety Network, and enjoy.
Hey guys, Jeremy Soren of Boston City Radio. I invite you to check out Boston City Radio, the talk show, where I interview local guests and people of interest in businesses. Also, Boston City Music, where we have local artists that are up and coming. And Boston City Radio Jobs, and we also have Boston City Radio at YouTube. So check us out. Thank you very much. On Facebook at Boston City Radio, Boston City Radio Music Hour, and Boston City Radio Jobs on Facebook. Thanks, guys. Bye.
August 15th is my favorite day out of the year. Why, you ask? Well, it's my birthday. This year, I will be turning 23 years old. For the third straight year, I'm going to host my very own birthday celebration episode, and you, my listeners, are invited. Monday, August 15th, 2016, at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 6 p.m. Pacific. Join me as I celebrate my birthday live on American Variety Network. There will be a special guest or two, fun chat, birthday calls, and more. Feel free to call in at 1-347-989-8142 to wish me a happy birthday. This will be my first live show in months. See you August 15th for this special show.
You are listening to The Aquatic Wetline here on Blog Talk Radio, hosted by Fish Keepers and Fish Keepers. Come dive into the fish tank with Alex and James and find out what's swimming today.
Fish Keepers and Aquarists, get ready! Sunday, August 28th, 2016, at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 6 p.m. Pacific, Aquatic Wetline will proudly celebrate 3 years of being one of the only fish-keeping aquarium podcasts on Blog Talk Radio. Come join Aqua Alex and the special guest, Fish Keepers, to proudly celebrate 3 years of Aquatic Wetline live Sunday, August 28th, at 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on American Variety Network.
What is going on in the world today? What is there to talk about? Who is the special guest? What will they be promoting? These are the questions you, the listener, should be asking. This is the Alex Cardinal Show on American Variety Network, America's podcast. Alex will dive deep down into the topics you want to hear about. So, without further ado, let's get to talking. Hello, Alex.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the live Alex Cardinelli Talk Show here on American Variety Network. Tonight, in the first half of the show, before our commercial break, I talked about cops and all cops not being bad, and I also talked about all lives matter. Now, I am going to be going on to some positive topics. Don't forget you can call in at 1-347-989-8142 to ask me any questions or share your thoughts on what I am talking about. This is going to be my only live show until August, so this is your only opportunity to call in to my show. All right, so let's get back to our topic now. I want to talk about Tom Brady for all of my Patriot fans out there, if I have any Patriot fans. Tom Brady has been suspended for 4 games for his connection to deflated footballs used in the AFC Championship game in January of 2015. Now, Brady's suspension was nullified by U.S. District Judge Richard Berman back in September, just a week before the Patriots' first game of the 2015 regular season. Now, Tom Brady took to Facebook earlier today to write a very heartfelt message to all of his Patriot fans. And I quote, Tom Brady says, "I'm very grateful for the overwhelming support I've received from Mr. Kraft, the Kraft family, Coach Belichick, my coaches and teammates, the NFLPA, my agents, my loving family, and most of all, our fans. It has been a challenging 18 months, and I have made the difficult decision to no longer proceed with the legal process. I'm going to work hard to be the best player I can be for the New England Patriots, and I look forward to having the opportunity to return to the field this fall. I have to say that I can respect and I commend Tom Brady for owning up to his mistake and not pursuing legal action and knowing that it is time to just face your consequence like a man. Now, I have to say that Tom Brady is, without a doubt, one of the best NFL quarterbacks of all time. He ranks up there with Archie Manning, Peyton Manning, John Elway, Brett Favre, and all of the other wonderful, talented quarterbacks. I hope that when Tom Brady returns, he will be back to his normal self and be the legendary quarterback that he is. All right, we have another terrorist attack that I'm going to talk about, and it takes place in Nice, France. There is a city in France called Nice, folks. At least 84 people are killed as a truck is driven into the crowd during the Bastille Day events. This is known as a terror attack. What is the world coming to? Why do we have to have terrorist attacks? Really, really sad. Let's take a moment for the 84 victims killed in the France tragedy this week. Let's take a moment of silence for all of the black civilians who were killed by police. And let's take a moment of silence for all of the police officers that were killed in Dallas. So, folks, please join me in a moment of silence. All right, guys, thank you for joining me in that moment of silence. Now on to some positive news. Disney's Hollywood Studios resumes a rat-themed pizza restaurant to open at amusement park. Awesome. This is taken after the movie Ratatouille, and that is pretty cool. So, to end this show on a positive note, I've got a couple of show news that I want to share with you. Next Friday on American Variety Network, the Alex Cardinelli Show airs again. And this is a show that I am looking forward to. Next Friday, I have a beagle expert and a keeper of beagle dogs for over 30 years on the show. Beagle expert Kathleen Weaver will be on our show next Friday, July 22nd, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you are considering getting a beagle like I am, this is the show for you. I'm getting a beagle on August 1st, and I want to learn as much about beagles as I can. That is why I invited Kathleen Weaver onto the show next Friday. I am also pleased to announce I have a new host for American Variety Network. Her name is Ginny McNatt. And she is a very talented artist. She's going to host her own series right here on American Variety Network. The name of her series is going to be The Art Life with Ginny McNatt. She's going to teach us how to be an artist on the radio. I know it sounds like a crazy thing, but it can be done because I've done a cooking show on a radio, so I'm pretty sure she can do an art show. So she's going to talk art once a month here on American Variety Network. Her show debuts August 3rd at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 6 p.m. Pacific. I'll have a commercial for her show on tomorrow's show. By the way, tomorrow, WWE Zone Radio returns, and I'm going to be talking about the WWE brand split and also the WWE draft. So if you're listening to this in archive, I will be doing that show tomorrow, Saturday, July 16th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Guys, don't forget to download my app on the Google Play Store and the Apple Play Store. My app is... American Variety Network. So go on your Google Play Store and Apple Play Store and search American Variety Network and hit download. On the app, on my app, American Variety Network, you can listen to any one of my podcasts, you can watch any one of my YouTube videos, and you can see any of my Facebook posts and my personal photos. So please download my app, American Variety Network. I want to thank Michael for being our caller tonight. He was our first live caller in quite some time. Thank you, Michael, for taking the time to call into the show. I want to thank everybody who listened to the show. I appreciate your listen. If you enjoyed the show, please tell your friends about the show, and please feel free to share this show on social media. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a great rest of your night, and I'll see you next time here on the Alex Cardinelli Show on American Variety Network. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for listening to America's podcast, American Variety Network. Tell your friends about American Variety Network and have them check it out. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and download our app on Google Play and Apple Play. Come on now, it's simple. Just type American Variety Network in the Play Store and hit download. You'll get to hear my shows, see posts, and more. Good night, everyone.